B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Hey, welcome into Checkpoint XP Daily for Friday, May 17th, 2019, your home for esports and gaming. My name's Dave Bender, so glad to have you locked in with us. I want to thank everyone listening on the Talk of Las Vegas, 101.5 FM and 720 AM, as well as KJR 950 in Seattle, Washington. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, when Norris and Robbie were out at PAX, we played a game called the Yogg. Now that all four of us can play, we'll be bringing it back for another round. That's ahead today here on Checkpoint XP Daily. But before we get to that, we got to talk about the OWL Talent Takedown. Last year, OWL had their all-star event after the season completed, but this year, the festivities are happening between Stage 2 and 3.
And how exciting was this? Guys, it was just as fun as it was last year. We even got a guest appearance, Golden Boy coming back.
Yeah, that was
awesome. To cast it all.
I mean, first of all, we do need to talk about, like, last year, the All-Star weekend and the talent takedown and everything that they did was like, it was one of those moments where everyone was like, how come we had to wait the whole year for this?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we were out of town when the
we were at the Rocket League tournament.
Oh, that's right.
We were in Stanford.
That's right.
When that happened, and we literally watched and went, okay, this is great. Why is this at the tail end of the season? This would be better in the middle of the season.
Well,
and sure enough,
they
ask
thought the same
ye
thing.
Shall see. Mm-hmm.
They agree. But yeah, we got Golden Boy back. That was exciting. And just, I need to talk about the intros that all the players had coming out this year.
When they were actually like coming out onto the stage.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Go for it.
Just because, first of all, like, that they all took kind of a different approach to it. Like, Zoe, when she walked out and just like, linked arms and started skipping up to the front.
Despite being super savage and brutal in like the little sort of interview video that they had before that.
Yeah. Zoe scares me, like, in a good way.
I think she should.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a good thing, though. Right.
Sideshow coming out feeding pretzels to whoever he was.
It was brilliant. But
I was not happy with how long it took me to get the joke. I'm like, is he feeding that guy pretzels? Oh, he's feeding.
Joe.
Okay.
Yes. And then, of course, you had Monty who came out as...
Yeah, so here's the story. Monty actually let his fans like vote and decide on like what he would
what
wear.
He should dress
and
like.
Apparently they decided on an emo Monty, which is why he looked like he was from Black Parade.
That explains...
I get it.
So much. Because he came out and I'm like... What's up with the band uniform? Is he wearing eyeliner? Good eyeliner.
Can I be honest with you for a second?
Yeah.
I seriously thought that this was like a new Snapchat filter or something, like the baby filter.
Yeah.
Or like
on
the other gender
then,
filter, whatever.
The gender swap
filter.
Yeah,
I did. Because I saw it without any narrative at all.
Yeah, no, he walked out like that for sure.
And then I was like, well, why would you? I don't really get any of the filters.
I actually thought he was dressed at first as some sort of anime villain because he's basically an anime villain.
He looks like the bad guy in the first season of Ruby, who's the bad guy from A Clockwork Orange.
Norris, please tell me what the difference between hard emo is and an anime villain.
There is none.
Yeah, that's kind of what
actually,
I thought.
There
is
none.
That's
sort of what I was getting at.
Yes.
Yeah, but eventually when festivities did get underway, we saw the Atlantic crush the Pacific side.
Well, here's the thing I want everybody to understand is that the Atlantic team, Bryn and Sideshow, who are both from the UK, played in the Atlantic team, and everybody was very concerned because Sideshow has a penchant for being really bad at the game.
Well, right. and last year he mainly played support.
He played support
and was picked off
and
for
fed
every
constantly,
single
yeah.
time.
Which, if you're bad as a support, your team probably lost.
Yeah.
Which that's what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
This year they put him on Zarya, which is a character that very few people play well. So you kind of
it's hard to be a bad Zarya, but it's also hard to be a really good Zarya too.
But
kind of a low skill ceiling and a high skill floor sort of person, something like that.
Reverse that.
Yeah, reverse.
But the thing is that
correct.
Wow.
Authentic.
But the thing is that Bryn who's been much improved as an analyst and caster.
Nobody saw this coming.
Has also been much improved as a player.
Nobody saw this coming.
Because he picked Widowmaker and went absolutely nuts.
Yeah, I was expecting a Brenji. Where's my Brenji pick?
I think you mean Brittomaker.
The Brittomaker, yes.
Well, he was also the Brecking Ball. We also got that when he played Hammond.
And he did play a bit of the Brenji as well, but it was definitely his Brittomaker that really popped off.
Well, he even came out with the headband and everything, so everybody just expected the Brenji.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on 97.5 FM and 1280 AM The Zone in Salt Lake City, as well as ESPN Kenai 1140 in Alaska. We're currently talking about the OWL
Talent Takedown.
Thank you. I almost called it the All-Star Weekend again.
Well, it kind of is the All-Star Weekend.
I mean, that's what it is.
But that's inaccurate.
We can't say that. That's fair. The NBA.
That could be, actually.
Yes, that's right.
So, talking about Bren, by the way, his costume, I guess, for lack of a term. He went full WWE on this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he did.
Am I crazy? Because he came out with, like, the trunks. He came out, like, he took the microphone away from from Golden Boy when he was interviewing. Not something you're supposed to do. And went full on trash talk. It was pretty amazing. Bren might be, like, my hero right now.
Well, and he did end up earning the MVP of the match as well. So, I mean, look, you think that Norris has ego problems? Bren is probably right up there next to him as well.
Yeah. But the thing is that even though the Pacific did come back and take the final map, the Atlantic,
they let them win.
Yeah, they did.
The Atlantic let them win.
The Atlantic end up basically winning out the day, and they were absolutely awesome. Also, I got to just mention very quickly that the Widowmaker 1v1s between some of the All-Stars from the actual teams were just as entertaining as the Talent Takedown as well.
Did they do the same thing as last year where they had some of the pro players as casting talent?
They did.
Throughout the event, we saw things like that.
Who stood out to you being behind the mic?
For me, it was Dogman, definitely. Yeah. Because, I mean, we know Dogman is a very charismatic player, but I didn't expect him to be so adept, especially at the cadence and the banter and the jokes and stuff like that. So I thought Dogman did very well.
I was actually a big fan of Super, too. Obviously, one of the younger members of the San Francisco Shock. You could tell being up there, he didn't maybe have as much confidence as he could have had.
When Golden Boy first went up and started talking to him, you could tell he was nervous.
Sure.
As soon as the match started, and they were calling the match, he was immediately, like, the switch flipped.
So you have Super as your play-by-play, Dogman as your color commentator. You got a nice little crew mm-hmm. right there.
Yep. That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
Did I hear that Bren played in the Widowmaker 1v1?
Not in the 1v1. The next day, he actually did a Widowmaker 1v1 versus Jester, who's the main tank from the London Spitfire. They thought,
How did that go?
Put him up against a pro who isn't actually a Widowmaker.
Yeah, he's not like he's DPS main or anything like that.
He took two kills off of him, but did ultimately lose.
He took two kills off a pro?
And popped off both times like it was the end of the world.
Dude, if I landed a hit on a pro, I would pop off like it was the end of the world. I wouldn't have to get a kill. That's amazing.
All right, we're going to have to leave the discussion right there. But listen, we want to hear from you. Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Coming up next, we'll be playing another round of one of our favorite stream games, The Yogg. Stick around. That's ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily from Beasley Esports XP.
This is Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on WXSM Tri-Cities, Tennessee, as well as ESPN Phoenix 620. Checkpoint XP Daily is now a part of the BPod Network at bpodstudios.com. For more great listening options, like if you give a Rick a podcast for kids about the world of children's books, and nerd radio for everything from sci-fi to wrestling to all things nerdy in between, go to bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. While Robbie and Norris were at PAX, we played a game of the Yogg. It's a Steam title created by Damian Summer and Emily Carroll. We had a pretty good time playing it. In fact, we decided that it was high time to bring it back because we have all four hosts that are here to play, which, by the way, if you're listening to this on the podcast, make sure that you either go check the video out in our VODs on Twitch over at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Or track down Checkpoint XP on YouTube so that you can actually see us playing the game as we play it here on stream. So, remind us, Joe, exactly how the game is structured.
Teach us how to yog!
Yeah, it's a storytelling game, so you're each going to be assigned a character. And you will, basically, I'll give you options, and all you have to do is tell me what you want to do, okay?
Okay.
Easy.
Sounds good.
All right, so we're going to get it started here. The Yogg will be here in 6 weeks, and no one expects it. Not a one of us. We just keep on living our lives, week by week, unaware. All right, Norris, I'm going to assign you blue.
Okay.
You're going to be the blue player.
All right.
You like to go to the forest, the arena, the alchemy tower, the gardens, the palace, the tavern, the hospital, or the slums?
Oh, we're going to the palace, babe.
Going to the palace, all right. Would you like to do administration work or attend a ball?
Going to the ball. Come on, now.
You spend the week attending fancy gatherings. You gain 2 charm and 1 finesse. By the way, you have 5 power, 5 finesse, 5 mind, 5 charm, 5 magic, and 0 wealth to start with.
Okay, so I'm faking.
One day, you accidentally bump into a duke.
Uh-oh.
Watch where you're going, filthy peasant.
Oh, my lord.
He shoves you out of the way with his hand and continues walking.
Oh, no.
Oh, he gave you the hand.
Do you have a passive-aggressive response or an active-aggressive response?
We got to be careful here. I'm going to go passive-aggressive.
That outfit looks really comfortable. He looks mildly insulted. Sick burn. You gain 1 charm. All right, Robbie, I'm going to assign you green.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Do you want to go to the forest, the arena, the alchemy tower, the gardens, the tavern, the hospital, or the slums?
Let's head to the gardens.
The gardens.
Yeah.
All right. Gardens. Do you want to landscape or meditate?
Gonna meditate?
You spend the week in deep meditation.
The whole week?
The whole week?
You gain 1 magic and 2 mind. One day, a toothless old woman approaches you.
Oh, I mean, I was waiting for the chicks, but toothless and old?
I have a small pouch of magic beans. Would you be interested in purchasing them? Of course I would, for -1 wealth or no thanks. You don't have any wealth.
Oh, I've seen where this goes. No thanks.
She walks away disappointed. There's no such thing as magic beans, you mutter to yourself. You gain 1 mind. Nate, you're going to be red. Would you like to go to the forest, the arena, the alchemy tower, the tavern, the hospital, or the slums?
Go to the arena.
I knew he was going there.
All right. Do you want to compete in a fight or bet on fights?
Compete in a fight, of course.
You spend the week fighting brutes in the arena.
Yeah.
You gain 2 physique and 1 finesse.
All right.
One day, in between matches, you stumble upon one of the higher-ranked fighters ingesting illegal strength potions. Please, miss, don't report me, she cries. I'll even share some of my potion with you if you keep quiet, she adds. Do you take her offer or report her?
I ain't no snitch.
You ain't no snitch?
I ain't no snitch.
Thank you so much for not reporting me, she says while handing you a flask. You take a small swig of her potion and can feel your muscles expand significantly. You gain 2 physique.
That's right.
All right.
Yellow, that would be me. I guess I'm going to go to the slums.
Slumming it up.
I'm going to fight crime. You spend the week outsmarting and beating up criminals. You gain 1 mind, 1 physique, and 1 finesse.
Goody two-shoes.
One night, a woman walks up to... Oh, crap. Excuse me, sir. Feeling a little lonely tonight? She asks.
Sarah's watching.
For only a small amount of coin, I can make you feel good
all night. Do it!
Well, I don't have any wealth, so I can't. No thanks. Your loss. Oh, wow. I thought I got attacked anyway. Never mind. They say the last time it came, the Yogg devoured houses whole. Stole lives. Tore families and family members apart. But that was so very long ago.
Week 2, Blue. Would you like to go to the forest, the arena, the alchemy tower, the gardens, the palace, the tavern, the hospital, or the slums?
You know what? Let's go to the tavern.
The tavern.
Get wasted.
You want a bartend or drink?
Oh, actually, let me bartend.
You spend the week serving drinks at the tavern. You earn 1 wealth and tips and gain 2 charm.
Hey!
One day, a bard pulls out his lute in the bar and starts playing a tune. Unfortunately, his singing is horrible and is ruining the tavern's atmosphere.
Oh, no.
You decided to do something about it. Do you convince him to leave or challenge him to a lute duel?
We lute duel.
Lute off!
You borrow the bar owner's lute and challenge the bard to a musical duel. You play out a beautifully complex combination of arpeggios. The tavern roars with applause. The bard tries his best to replicate your piece, but ends up dropping his lute, snapping it in half.
Aww.
He bows his head shamefully in defeat and walks out of the tavern. You gain 1 finesse and 1 charm.
That bard's gonna try to kill me.
Green, where would you like to go?
Alright, looks like I'm going like the nature magic route, so let's head to the forest today.
To the forest. Do you want to chop wood or hunt?
No, I'm gonna hunt.
You spend the week hunting defenseless critters. You gain 2 finesse and sell the pelts for 1 wealth.
All right.
One day you stumble upon a dryad picking flowers in a field. Upon noticing you, she runs up to you excitedly.
Excuse me, sir. Would you care to dance?
She asks.
We're a dryad?
I've been wanting to dance for so long, but nobody else has been around to dance with.
She sighs.
Sure.
Would you love to dance or I don't dance?
Yeah, no, we'll give it a go.
She giggles and takes you by the hand. She starts humming out a song and the two of you dance together in the middle of the forest. You accidentally step on her toes several times while dancing.
Because you don't have enough finesse.
After the third time, she stops you. She thanks you for the dance and limps off into the night. You practice dancing a little. You gain 1 finesse.
All right.
Red, where would you like to go?
Let's go to the palace.
To the palace. Would you like to do administration work or attend a ball?
Let's go to a party, I guess.
All right. You spend the week attending fancy gatherings. You gain 2 charm and 1 finesse. One day, the court jester approaches you. Would you care to learn how to juggle? He asks excitedly. I'll teach you everything I know for a small sum. Sure, for -1 wealth or no thanks.
I don't have any money, so
well,
I can't.
You, like everyone else, are very poor. Says the jester. He walks away disappointed. That evening on the way home, you find a golden coin on the ground.
Oh, you got some wealth.
What luck? You gain 1 wealth.
All right.
Yellow, I guess I will go to the arena, I suppose. And I will bet on fights. You spend the week placing bets on your favorite fighters. You gain 2 wealth.
All right.
One day, in the middle of a match, a dryad runs onto the field.
Oh, no, the dryad!
Would anyone like to dance?
She appears to be asking.
Oh, no!
Boos and hisses erupt from the crowd. Before you can even react, one of the fighters has already cleaved the dryad in two.
Oh, no!
A terrible shriek booms from out of the wound. The crowd erupts into applause. The dryad's corpse then explodes into a flurry of leaves that cut everyone nearby. You lose 1 physique.
Dang.
Well, that was confusing.
They killed your dryad.
I don't know. The fact that she burst into leaves, maybe she can be reborn somehow. I don't know.
It was on us in a heartbeat, or so the stories go. The earth shook. The air went still. Blue, where would you like to go?
You know what? Let's go to the alchemy tower.
To the alchemy tower. You want a clean lab or brew a potion?
Let's clean the lab. I'm dumb.
You spend the week cleaning up noxious chemicals. You're paid 1 wealth for your labor and gain 1 physique and 1 magic.
I probably also have mesothelioma.
Possibly. there's someone you can call for that.
Yeah.
One day, all the alchemists decide to take a break from work and instead throw a cantrip party. One alchemist waves his hand and produces confetti in front of him. Another spawns a seemingly endless number of doves from his sleeves. Then all the alchemists turn to you to see what you can come up with. Do you do a simple trick or a complex trick?
Simple.
By snapping your fingers, you change your eyebrow color. Not bad, one of the alchemists says. You gain 1 magic.
All right.
Green, where to?
All right, what are the options below the palace?
Tavern, hospital, or slums.
Let's go to the hospital, see if our dryad friend is there.
Maybe. All right. Do you want to clean up or tend to patients?
Oh, let's tend to patients.
You spend the week diagnosing and tending to the sick. You gain 2 mind and earn 1 wealth.
That's a big mind.
One day, a patient whose voice has been cursed and replaced with piano notes will not stop talking. All the other patients are complaining that his voice is making the hospital even more depressing. The doctors have tried convincing him to stop talking, but no avail. Do you try to decipher what he's saying or sing with him?
Let's sing along with him.
You start trying to sing along with his voice. You try to sing along with him, but you just can't hit the right notes. His sound gets progressively sadder and sadder. It starts driving you slightly mad. You lose 1 mind.
Aww.
Red.
Tavern.
The hospital.
Tavern. Bartender drink.
Getting drunk.
You spend the week and the entire week getting wasted.
The whole week?
You gain 2 charm and 1 physique.
Nice.
One day, a fortune teller sets up at one of the tavern's tables. She offers to read anybody's fortune for a small sum. Yes, please, for -1 wealth or no thanks.
Let's do it.
You spend one wealth. The fortune teller takes your hand and begins showering you with promises of love and wealth.
Oh.
She doesn't really go into any detail, and the whole time you can't help but really feel that this is probably all an act. Underwhelmed and slightly poor, you can't help but feel like you've wasted your money.
Damn it.
That night, while walking home, the fortune teller runs up to you and gives you a kiss on the cheek. There's the love part, she says with a toothless smile.
Ugh.
Then she hands you a giant sack of gold.
Oh.
And there's the wealth, she says.
Nice.
You gain 2 wealth.
Nice.
Still think I'm a hack? Dot, dot, dot. all right, I'll go to the forest, I suppose. I will chop it. You spend the week cutting down trees for the village. You gain 2 physique and earn yourself 1 wealth. One day you stumble upon a tall, nicely trimmed hedge in the middle of the woods. You sit and eat your lunch in front of the hedge, wondering what exactly it's doing out here in the woods. Suddenly, an enormous hand erupts from the foliage.
Oh, no!
Do I dodge it or punch it? Ooh, my finesse is not good, and neither is my physique. I guess I'll try to punch it. You try punching the hand, but your blow just glances off of it. The hand then grabs you and pulls you through the thorns of the hedge. You lose 1 physique. The beast drags you all the way back to its lair and chains you up to a wall. Oh,
yikes.
God. It starts peeling layers of your flesh off of you, eating it in front of you.
Jesus.
Then he waves his hand, regenerating the flesh in your body.
Oh, no, you're Prometheus.
The cycle occurs for what feels like years. The mental torment you undergo is unbearable. You lose 3 minds.
Holy hell.
The constant barrage of healing spells infuses you with raw magic. You gain 3 magic.
Oh.
One day, the beast lair is attacked by another monster. You take this opportunity to escape. You push through the hedge and back into the forest. When you finally arrive home, you learn that you'd only been gone for a day.
Oh.
Well, jeez.
I ain't going back to the forest after
Hell
that
nah.
shit.
And then the world was a howling fury. Chaos. Screaming. The sound of all we knew being pulled in half. Blue.
Let's go to the arena.
Compete in a fight or bet on a fight?
Let's bet.
You spend the week placing bets on your favorite fighters. You gain 4 wealth.
All right.
One day, while wandering the halls, one of the arena's fighters approaches you.
Excuse me, miss, I need a sparring partner, he says. Are you down for a fight or two?
What's my physique?
Nate, you'll have to actually tell me
6.
That. I can't see it. 6.
6?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you accept his challenge or refer
to burly guy.
Thanks, he says. Later on, you see the two of them taking turns punching each other in the face. Preferring not to be punched in the face, you feel you made a good decision.
I feel so.
You gain 1 mind.
Yes.
Green.
All right. After these past 2 weeks, I need some peace and quiet. Let's go meditate in the gardens again.
All right. You spend the week in deep meditation. You gain 1 magic and 2 mind.
You hippie.
One day, a beggar comes up to you asking you for any spare change. Do you give him some coin for -1 wealth or ignore him?
Yeah, let's give him 1.
You toss him a sack of coins. You lose 1 wealth. He thanks you and walks away. The next night, you recognize him on a bench. You spot him eating what looks like a fresh roasted chicken. He sees you and smiles a toothless grin. You feel good about yourself. You gain 1 physique. You gain 1 finesse. You gain 1 mind. You gain 1 charm. You gain 1 magic.
Damn.
All right.
Damn.
Nice. Well done. Red. Where's
Let's go to... Okay, let's go to the forest.
chop wood or hunt?
Let's chop wood.
Nate, if you see a hedge, do not eat in front of that hedge. You spend the week cutting down trees for the village. You gain 2 physique and earn yourself 1 wealth. One day you stumble upon a gigantic moss-covered stone. It pulses with a magical energy. What do you do? Do you touch it or leave it alone?
Touch it, of
touch
course!
You lay your hand up onto the enormous object. Also your porno name. The stone's magical energy shoots into your entire body. You gain 1 magic.
Nice.
All right.
Oh, okay.
That was that.
All right. Yellow. That is me, and I guess I'm going to go to the alchemy tower. We will brew potions. You spend the week experimenting with different potion brews. You gain 2 magic and 1 mind. One day, an artificer stops by for a visit. She is adorned with magical gadgets and gizmos and is followed everywhere by her clockwork spider. The alchemists of the tower all go out of their way to impress the artificer, offering her an array of potions and elixirs. As she's leaving, she adorns the most charming of the alchemists with a special trinket. The fact that she didn't choose you was a very humbling experience. You gain 1 charm. When it arrives this time, how will we fare? Will we once more rebuild, move on, and be strong? Or have we forgotten? Week 5. Blue.
Let's go to slums.
To the slums. Pickpocket or fight crime?
Let's fight crime.
You spend the week outsmarting and beating up criminals. You gain 1 mind, 1 physique, and 1 finesse. One day, while wandering the slums, you notice that the stones used to line the road seem to have a certain pattern to them. You don't manage to figure out the mystery, but you still feel pretty smart for noticing the patterns of the tiles. You gain 1 mind.
Oh, there we go.
Green, where to?
All right, I need some people time. Let's go to the palace.
To the palace, all right. Administration work or attend the ball?
End in the ball.
You spend the week attending fancy gatherings.
Oh my god,
two charm and one finesse.
You are Hagrid.
You are Hagrid. One day the king approaches you.
Oh wow.
Oh damn.
Excuse me, you look like someone who I can confide in, he
all
says.
Right.
I really want a prince to take over the throne, but the queen and I aren't exactly active in the bedroom. He blushes a little. Do you have any advice on how I could romance the queen, so to speak? Do you teach the king your ways or admit that you don't know how to help?
Come on.
What's my...
You have 8 charm.
Teach him.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. You spend hours drawing a bunch of diagrams and going through scenarios with the king. By the end of it, he's just as charming as you are. He thanks you and hands you a large sack of coins as a reward.
All right.
You gain 3 wealth.
Wow.
Later nice. That night, you get the sinking feeling that you might have actually made things worse. Red, where to?
Let's go to the alchemy tower.
To the alchemy tower. Clean lab or brew potion?
Brew potion.
You spend the week experimenting with different potion brews. You gain 2 magic and 1 mind.
Nice.
One day while in the tower, one of the alchemists asks you to watch his potion while he's out. Soon after he leaves, the potion begins bubbling out of control.
Oh no!
If you don't do something soon, it'll explode. Do you throw it out the window or drink it?
Drink it.
You quickly drink the potion. Your stomach acid seems to have quelled the potion's fury. You gain 2 magic.
Nice. Right.
Well done. Yellow, that's
you
me.
You need to bottle that stomach acid up and sell it on the street,
I'll
man.
I'll say, holy cow. I guess I'm gonna go to the tavern and drink heavily. You spend the entire week getting wasted. You gain 2 charm and 1 physique. One day, while in the tavern, you hear a large commotion outside. I guess I'll go outside. Outside, you see a crowd of angry people carrying torches and pitchforks. Kill the dryad, they
She's
chant
back.
In a sort
no!
of synchronized cacophony. They are all running to the middle of the town. Working your way through the mob, you find a dryad running away.
I was just looking for someone to dance with, she sobs.
You shout at the top of your lungs for the crowd to stop what they're doing. You hear murmurs in the crowd. Soon enough, the crowd disperses. The dryad runs up to you and gives you a kiss on the cheek. You feel energy radiate through your body. You gain 3 finesse.
Oh, wow.
All right. The Yogg. It's almost here. Almost. Almost. Week 6. This will be our final week.
Oh, boy.
Norris, where to?
Let's go to the gardens.
To the gardens.
Actually, no. Go back to the slums.
To the slums. Pickpocket or fight crime?
Fight crime.
You spend the week outsmarting and beating up criminals. You gain 1 mind, 1 physique, and 1 finesse. One night, you hear a woman whisper at you from nearby. Hey, you, she calls out, looking to make a bit of coin. Are you always looking for more coin? Or
crazy
no,
lady.
You walk away from her, wondering just how much coin you missed out on. I'll spoil this for you. You did not miss out on very much. Well, actually, you do get paid for that. Never mind. You did miss out on some coin. Green.
All right. If this is the week before the Yogg, I want to spend my last week meditating in the gardens.
All right.
That's been my go-to, man.
You spend the week
it's
in deep meditation.
Worked out good so far.
You gain 1 magic and 2 mind. Walking past a pond one day, you see a fat little frog sitting on a lily pad. Please, sir, the frog begs. I'm not a frog at all, but an enchanted prince. If you could see your way to kissing me, it would break the curse and return me to normal. Do you kiss the frog or catch the frog?
Oh.
He just talked to you.
All right, I'll kiss the frog.
You bend down and kiss the frog. Suddenly, the frog is enveloped by a cloud of shimmering fog. When the fog clears, the frog is gone and a tall, regal man is standing in the pond instead. He thanks you for helping him and gives you a handsome reward. You gain 2 wealth.
Yeah.
As word spreads of your deed, your reputation improves. You gain 1 charm.
Right.
Red, where to?
Tavern.
Tavern?
Get wasted.
Drink.
You spend the entire week getting wasted.
Yeah.
You gain 2 charm and 1 physique.
Nice.
One day, an impromptu drinking contest is held.
Nice.
Do you enter or spectate?
Hell yes, I enter that shit.
You down pint after pint, drinking as if your life depended on it. After your drinking frenzy, you take a quick look around and notice you're the only one conscious. You clumsily take the cash prize and make your way home. You earn 2 wealth.
All right.
Yellow. Okay, I guess I will go to the alchemy tower and I will brew a potion. You spend the week experimenting with different potion brews. You gain 2 magic and 1 mind. One day you hear cries for help coming from the next room. Running over to investigate, you see that the alchemists there have accidentally created an ooze monster. How do you dispatch the ooze? Do I
with
punch
a
the ooze into submission or blast the ooze with magic? I'll blast it. You pulverize the ooze into a puddle with an array of magical spells. The alchemists all cheer. You gain 1 charm.
Uh-oh.
The storm arrives in the night. By the morning, it still rages. For 3 full days, the tempest puts us through a grinder, drowns us, crushes us, ruins us. But then it ends. We see the graveyard our home has become.
Ugh.
Our home. Does anything yet live? Is it? Are we past saving? All right. Now, we need to choose what each of our roles is going to be in the rebuilding process. So, Nate, if you could do me a favor and read what Norris's stats are there. I can't see them.
8 physique, 9 finesse, 9 mine, 11 charm, 7 magic, and 6 wealth.
So, Norris, you want to be the leader, the builder, the conjurer, the doctor, the smelter, the tailor, the looter, or the town drunk?
The leader.
The leader? All right. So, leader. You take it upon yourself to... Wait, was I not at the top?
No.
Oh.
You chose the doctor.
Well,
damn it!
Sorry, Norris, you're the doctor. You're able to keep most patients in stable condition. Some are even able to get up and back to work in no time. This helps the survival effort quite a bit. As it turns out, you had great stats for the doctor, too. Robbie.
All right, just waiting for a minute so I can see what my stats are.
Physique, 6. Finesse, 10. Mind, 14. Charm, 9. Magic, 9. And wealth, 6.
What's mind for, Joe?
Smart things.
Yeah, what do you think would make you smart?
Jeez, well, he already took the doctor, so I can't do that. What are the three below smelter?
The tailor, the looter, or the town drunk?
Ooh. I'm going to go with leader.
Okay. I don't want to ruin this again. What am I?
You're on the leader.
Okay. Great. You take it upon yourself to be the leader of the survivors. You effectively delegate and prioritize tasks. You give a lot of pats on the back, rewarding everyone's hard work. This helps the rebuilding effort a lot.
Okay. All right.
Nate, with your 13 physique, 7 finesse, 6 mind, 11 charm, 10 magic, and 5 wealth, what would you like to be?
The builder seems like.
Are you currently on the builder?
No.
Okay. What are you currently on?
I can't see
it. Must be one of the ones down at the bottom.
Hit up a few times. One more. Now you're on it.
Okay. You take it upon yourself to help rebuild the town by hand. You rebuild homes at breakneck speed, impressing the rest of the survivors. This helps the rebuilding effort significantly.
Yes!
All right, and me, 7 physique, 9 finesse, 5 mind, 9 charm, 12 magic, 3 wealth.
Oh, there's only one.
Well, I could do most by hitting the looter, but I'll do the conjurer.
You're currently on the conjurer.
Okay, great. You take it upon yourself to help conjure up supplies for the town. With your magic, you summon supplies of the highest caliber.
Oh.
With little effort, you're summoning high-quality lumber and food from out of nowhere. This helps the rebuilding effort significantly. All right. And so, we set about our tasks, once more living our lives, this time in a way we might never have expected, or even wanted. But in the end, we flourished.
Yes!
Towers once wrecked and ravaged rose towards the sky. Trees again took root, then blossomed. We all blossomed. And though it took a long while, and though it took a lot from us, our future is bright. Should the Yogg ever return, we will be ready.
We saved the city!
Nice, now, we got a good ending for once.
We got the good
once.
Ending. Yeah, last time we got the worst possible ending.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was bad.
Let's find out what happens to everybody. Blue. With the town rebuilt, you don your costume once more, eager to fight crime.
Yeah, I'm Batman.
In an odd twist of events, the Yogg appears to have brought everyone closer together. You can't seem to find even a trace of criminal activity in the town. You travel to new lands in search of crime that must be punished.
I'm Batman.
Wow, you are.
Robbie, after the town is rebuilt, you go back to meditating in the park. You spend weeks at a time sitting in one spot, trying to cross to another plane of existence. After years of attempts and self-sacrifice, you finally manage to cross over to the astral realm. You come to find that the astral realm is exactly like the normal world, except everyone's eyes are slightly smaller. You don't know how to get back home. Nate, with the town fully rebuilt, you spend more and more time in the alchemy tower. Your potion brewing abilities quickly become among the best in the world. Your health and mana potions are considered world-class delicacies, with people venturing far and wide to buy them. But you never learn how to brew a love potion.
Aww. That's
all right. That sounds that's a little bit close to home. I feel personally attacked. Yeah.
After the town is rebuilt, I live a good, uneventful life. One morning, while getting ready for the day, I spot a giant hedge in my mirror.
Oh, no.
Before I can react, a giant hand pulls me through. Once again, I am dragged through the thorns of the hedge. Once again, I am chained up by my former master. I am eaten alive for the rest of eternity.
Wow, Joe!
Damn, Joe!
We all ended up pretty okay.
Wow. Well,
that's the Yogg.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
There's the Yogg. If... If you're interested in this game, because it's an excellent party game, clearly from us playing it here on the show, you can check it out on Steam. Again, that's the Yawg, Y-A-W-H-G,
yes.
And that's from Damian Summer and Emily Carroll. Again, find it on Steam. It's like $5, right?
$9.
$9. Yep, so $9. Check it out. Anyway, connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint _ XP on Instagram. That's going to do it for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website over at checkpointxp.com for insight on esports and gaming, as well as a full archive of podcasts and interviews. Join us Monday through Friday live at 5 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Producing and booking help from Christine Solis. And, of course, my co-hosts who pull double duty as producers for Checkpoint XP. Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's A. Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.